Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Welcome.
Thank you, and great to be here.
Hey, are you... Is this broadcast at, I don't know, 55, 60, 65 miles an hour?
Actually, I just made it to the clinic, so we are sitting and talking and having a blast.
Great. Nice. Well, thank you so much.
Technically, the Earth is moving at a pretty high rate, so, I mean, it's a lot more than 50 miles an hour, so we're traveling on the planet. Yeah.
The planet's traveling through the solar system, and the solar system is traveling through the galaxy, and the galaxy is spinning through the universe, and who knows how fast we're going, maybe in the millions of miles per second. So I have a whole bunch of things that I wanted to discuss with you today, but is there anything that you wanted to start with?
Actually, I am all ears, good sir. The universe is wide open, as we said.
Okay. So we have a discount code for our class if they want to shop at normshealy.com, normshealy.com, or realholisticdoc.com. And that discount code is USA Prepares, one word, 15. Add 15 at the end of it, that means 15%. So if you'd like to shop at the same place where I buy vitamins, minerals, and supplements, normshealy.com, you may take advantage of the same discount that I get. And it used to be called Friends and Family, and now it is for our entire class and anyone else who learns about it. So USA Prepares 15 when you're online and you'd like to use that discount code. Okay, anything else I need to say about that, Dr. Sergey?
No, you nailed it. Dr. Sheely is saying hello. He's hailing from home, doing great.
Great. Wonderful. And our class, our class asks me all the time about Dr. Sheely, and it's great to know he's doing well. So here's a question that I've been thinking about. And my dad, many years ago, said, look, if anybody goes to the hospital and it looks like surgery is going to be planned, we're going to donate our own blood and have it available because we don't know what's in other people's blood, but we kind of know what's in ours in terms of diseases and those kinds of things. Is there a concern for someone who is going to have a transfusion that the blood that they might be from a very senior person with diseases? If it is from a senior person, will the transfusion encourage a shortening of life? Or if it's from a younger person, would it encourage a lengthening of life, or is it totally irrelevant?
Ooh, you're asking a real good question. Young blood versus older blood, so to speak, versus self-autologous, in other words, self-transfusion. You donate your own blood and then you receive it back versus getting somebody else's. So this is how it goes. I'm going to just break it down. If you, I'm going to talk as a emergency room conventional trained doc right now, with some common sense, of course, because the system doesn't have a lot of common sense. But if you have to have an emergency procedure, surgery, operation, and you lost blood, or there's an accident, a trauma of some sort, absolutely. The risk-benefit, everything I talk about in the emergency room, but also on the wellness scale, is absolutely having to do with there is no absolute yes, there is no absolute no in medicine. Just like in wellness, just like in regenerative, just like in holistic. Everything has a consequence, and some consequences are positive and wonderful, and some consequences are not. If you can, stay away from surgery. If you can, stay away from having a blood transfusion from another person or otherwise. And there are some extremes that I have to work with on a regular basis where there are some religious affiliations, for example, and I won't say what exactly it is, but you may know where there's absolutely no blood allowed from anybody else, not because of health, but for religious purposes. And that can cause a significant problem. I remember a case early on in my medical career when I was still a medical student, and I was going through the training, and there was a big situation regarding a child whose parents didn't want to have them receive blood transfusion, whereas the child was most likely going to be, to die because of the complications of what happened if he didn't receive blood. And so that became a legal trouble. I don't exactly remember what happened. I think the child did receive blood, and I think parents did grudgingly believe or, agree, but I'm not sure if they were coerced or not. I'm not sure what happened at that point. The idea is, if you need it, use it. Self better than other, but there's a very good screening mechanism. For all kinds of things, hepatitis, HIV, all kinds of viruses, things of that nature. But now there is a whole new viral and bacterial and otherwise world out there. So, I'll still maintain that if you need a surgery, do it. If you can do it autologous, self-transfusion, and you can plan ahead, great. But if it's an emergency, do whatever you got to do.
Okay, so is there a priority or an order of preference in terms of blood? So, for example, your own blood, number one, if you can have it ready and available prior to an elective surgery. Number two, might it be the mother, might it be the father? And then would it go on to sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles or grandparents?
Sometimes it's been said that family is the better donor, and that makes sense because on the one hand, it's genetic, it's familial, it's also people that we learn and to trust. However, it's not a guarantee in terms of there are many factors that have to match the blood, and you have to make sure there's no reaction, there's no cross reactivity. The closest family member, even a twin, can have just one or two factors in the blood that will make it unsafe and will cause a reaction in the body. So this is where, if you really need it, do whatever you got to do at the moment. If you can do yourself, great. But here is where the family may be helpful, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. And what about old versus new, meaning an older person, will that tend to age us? Is it possible?
No, that's a wonderful, wonderful question. That goes back to several movies, sci-fi movies that I've seen over the time, including, in other words, old blood, new blood, in other words, your fountain of youth. You know, it's the craziest thing is our older people in our practice are generally healthier than my younger people in my emergency room. I see 20-year-olds. I just did a 48 hours in the ER, and I saw a lot of young, very unhealthy people that I would never, ever, ever even consider getting blood from, unless of course it's an emergency and they cleared, of course. But if I knew the situations, I would take in somebody who is, from our practice, say, who is health oriented, wellness minded, very healthy, young, 60, 70, or however.
Okay. So if it's a young person and an unhealthy person, Is it possible that the reasons that the person is unhealthy would be transmitted to the recipient of that blood?
Certainly possible and certainly concerned. Yes, sir.
Hmm. Okay. So then the next question is, if a person is a smoker, mm-hmm. habitual smoker, for years and years, let's say a decade at least, so a real smoker, and that person donates blood, is it possible that the recipient will be inclined to be a smoker and then say, you know, just you gotta try?
That is a very different type of a question, I think, and it's a wonderful question, by the way. My perspective is not likely, because smoking or addiction or any kind of a substance abuse, obviously the quality of the blood for a person who's been smoking for a long time is, well, the quality of their health is going to be less, of course. And what's health? It's basically trillions of cells in our bodies. So that means a little bit less healthy, absolutely, or less healthy, I should say. But if the cravings and the issues related to the smoking and the, you know, just long-standing concerns is lifestyle. It's not so much the volume of the plasma or red blood cells that will do the damage per se. It's what we do to our bodies on a daily basis. And if you're people who smoke on a regular basis, I mean, smoker, so to speak. And I mean, I understand that that is a way to relieve stress. Nicotine receptors do a world of good for relaxation. And I never ask my people in my clinical practice to stop smoking until their body is ready. But I tell them that it's best to get the body in a good enough place so that they don't need to smoke. And technically, after about 5 to 10 years, the damage is no longer being done after you stop smoking. But why cause the damage to begin with?
Agreed. You know, many decades ago, there was a story about a governor in Arkansas. And he worked with the Arkansas prisons, state prisons. And he was able to set up a business with some of his friends and encourage, and that would be in quotes, prisoners to donate blood. And the blood was then sold on the market, and people ended up with hepatitis and other diseases. Are you familiar with that? That story?
Oh, God.
I can mention the governor's.
But that's terrible. And, you know, the prison population, I did work with a prison population at one point for a short time. Over a decade ago. But the amount of risk factors associated in that population, including hepatitis and all sorts of stuff, health in general, tends to be not so good. You're right.
Is it possible to get pancreatic cancer from a transfusion, from tainted blood?
Pancreatic cancer, to me, is a much deeper diagnosis. My uncle, by the way, back in former Soviet Russia, got a hepatitis, speaking of that, from a blood transfusion after he had surgery. And that's what killed him. But this country, I like to think is better than that.
Well, just for those who are listening and wondering, who could that governor have been from Arkansas? Mm. Well, he became president in 1992. Look it up. Look up Arkansas.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shuli Sorensen, and if you'd like to take advantage of that discount that I'm that I take advantage of, it's USA Preparers 15. If you go to normshealy.com for your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, USA Prepares 15, the number 15, at the website. And that will save you 15%. Dr. Sergey, their heparin, H-E-P-H-E-P-A-R-I-N, is an anticoagulant, a blood thinner. There is a guy who, an Australian professor, and he has been, according to what's been published, he's been using heparin nasal spray for 3 years, and it has, according to this report, it has prevented him from contracting any cold and flu or COVID for the 3 years that he's been doing it. What are your thoughts about that?
Yep, I just want to hear, make sure I heard you correctly. Heparin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anticoagulant, blood thinner.
I just used that yes, sir. We just flew out from the emergency room. I did a 48-hour weekend. And there's all this exciting stuff all around, all kinds of things. So there was a STEMI, ST elevation MI, or heart attack, which is a pretty bad deal because that can be, that can kill a person pretty quick and they can compromise the heart. significantly. So we were able to get him in and out from the emergency room. It's a different setting. I wear several hats, obviously, you know. But the idea is that saved his life, but at the same time, have I seen bleeding from heparin? Absolutely. Would I take a risk on putting heparin as a prophylactic? I would not. No. I would focus on other factors. Basically, my if I were to prevent, complications and issues, as you said, especially viral or otherwise, there's a lot of issues with inflammation. There's also a lot of issues with vascular complications, especially associated with some of the shots. And I won't say any more on that, but at this point, there is an significant concern for what's going on for vascular, for young people, for older people, for all kinds of people. It's alarming. It's alarming. So what is the safe, easy way? I would not use heparin and blood thinners as is, although there is another alternative, which is it's actually a nitrokinase. It's a form of nitrokinase and streptokinase, basically, but it's an over-the-counter, and it's a milder version. It's still a risk for bleeding, but for people who are basically on the hypercoagulable end and they want to stay away from drugs, this is one of the ways to possibly go. Another thing is to make sure that you have a good micros and macros in your body to allow your body to be fluent in its functions. So that's a good B-complex, vitamin C, or Dr. Shiva's youth formula. Vitamin D is important. Magnesium is important. But so is omega-3. Omega-3 is a big factor in that as well. There's other supplements and vitamins, and as well as keeping the body healthy. People ask me all kinds of things. What about this agent? What about that agent? By the time we're talking about agents, we're basically talking about a building that's about to collapse, and now you're just basically balancing this block and that block just to kind of keep this whole thing from falling apart. The best way to go about the system is just to have a good system to begin with, healthy, good habits, good mental, emotional, good just common sense, staying away from things that are obviously trouble, and doing the right things. And then when something happens, trusting our own immune system, because there is no stronger defender, there is no better better protection than what the blueprint of what's been given to us. God doesn't make junk. Trust the process. Trust ourselves. But we gotta go back to the blueprint. So I wouldn't, in terms of the heparin. I heard people do very well.
Looks like we're done for today, Dr. Sergei Shulisorin. And if you'd like to call his clinic, he's in his clinic right now. You can make an appointment to have a telephone medical consultation, a video, or in person. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Extreme heat is baking the Southwest USA today. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue this week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward.
The unidentified suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was, quote, neutralized, end quote. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and a woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple police officers were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Dr. Sergey was great. Absolutely great. You know what? And I feel so fortunate. I feel like I am the most fortunate guy on the planet because I get to talk to some really, really brilliant people and ask them all kinds of questions. And so my education just keeps continuing and continuing. And in that line of discussion, the remaining hour and a half today is 5-Minute University. And it looks like that's the way it's going to be for quite some time. Of course, we'll have instructors such as Charles in Ohio. I talked with him last night, and he has some really interesting information and about efficiency and engines and those kinds of things. And so he is fleshing out some of his outline for class, and he'll be joining us on Mondays. And then we have a another instructor from Canada, Frank from Canada. And he'll be teaching us about appliances. And I'm all excited about that because, you know, frankly, I am interested in all kinds of things, mechanical and electrical. But I really like mechanical things. I really do. And that includes internal combustion engines, and it includes electric motors and friction and, you know, those kinds of things, gear ratios. So here's an interesting thing that happened. I mentioned that we had an air conditioning, whole house air conditioning system failure. We had a couple of them. We have a house that has two identical heating systems, one for one part of the house and one for the other part of the house. And they are 19 SEER. That discusses the efficiency. It's a pretty high efficiency unit. It's an air-to-air, so it takes outside air to cool the house, or outside air to heat the house. So it's a heat pump system, which provides air conditioning in the summer. And in the winter, if we ever used it, it would provide heat, but we don't use it for that. We use an outdoor wood furnace for heat. Okay, so over a year ago, we had a failure. Last year, the one of the compressors wouldn't start. We immediately diagnosed that to be a start and run capacitor. So this thing is about the size of a toilet cardboard tube. That's the size of this thing. Three terminals on it. And they cost about $12. And they fail 7 to 10 years out, typically. Well, we had one of them fail after 17 years. And it was a showstopper. That air conditioning system wouldn't start. And had we let it try to start, we would have burned up the compressor, which is a couple $1,000 for the compressor. And then it's about $600 to $1,000 for the refrigerant. So it's quite an expensive proposition. So immediately when it stopped working, we pulled the disconnect switch to disconnect the 240 volts from the outside unit so it wouldn't try to keep starting. And then we disconnected the circuit breaker for the air handler. That would be the inside unit. And so it wouldn't keep trying to start. Did that immediately. And we took the capacitor out of the identical unit right next to it. I mean, these guys are side by side outside. And we took the capacitor out of the one that still worked and put it in the one that wouldn't start up, and it worked fine. That proved to us conclusively that it was the start and run capacitor. So we set out to Springfield, Missouri, because I didn't have a spare of that capacitor, and got several more of them. So we replaced the capacitor with the one that was defective, and both units were running fine. Next day, the one that the old capacitor that still worked stopped working. So what I'm saying is they stopped within a day of each other. It's almost like you could set your watch by these things, the failure of them. So we replaced the other one. So the compressors outside have been running just fine until this year. And this year, Mrs. Finelli heard this noise, and our son and I were on the road. So it was like a bang, 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 bang. And she said that the fan blade seemed like it was almost hitting something. Like something that would obstruct the fan blade from turning. So she shut off the disconnect, shut off the power. She knows how to do that. I mean, she's been hanging around with me for darn close to 50 years. And she saved the life of that motor. Now, what was that? Well, our son and I took it apart, and it was the fan motor. So in the outside unit, you have a fan motor and a fan and some coils and some circuitry and, you know, control board and a start and run capacitor and a compressor. So that's all on the outside unit. So we lifted off the cover and the electric motor and the fan and spun the shaft, and you could hear that there was something inside the motor that was causing the fan blade not to spin properly. So we took the motor apart, greased the bearings, and it seemed like it was going to be okay. We decided to buy another motor, you know, because obviously this thing's been running for 17 years. It's outside 100% of the time. And it's going to fail. It's just a question of when. So we talked about SameDaySupply.com, the company, and we did some research on the motor. And this darn motor is a really sophisticated motor. I took it apart, and it's got coils like most motors do, but it has a control computer inside the cover. So half of the case of the motor is the control circuitry and capacitors, and the other half is the actual electric motor. And it looks to me like it's a DC motor. It looks like a pulsing DC motor. And it's a technology that relatively new. And the idea is you don't have to have this fan running really, really fast all the time. It could be a variable speed, depending on what the computer control board tells it to do. So this motor is expensive. I mean, really expensive. Like $1,571 expensive. And there's two of them, one in each one of these cabinets. So we're looking at over $3,000 worth of motors. So we looked at the internet, and our son found Same Day Supply, and they had, and we had to do some cross-referencing, and we're able to find the right motor. And you know what? It was $210, $209 and change, free shipping. I was delighted, absolutely delighted. So I mentioned Alex at Same Day Supply, and she helped us set up our account, and we ordered the motor, and it came within a couple of days. We put it in, and it works just as smoothly as it possibly could. It's an original equipment motor. It's not some, you know, knockoff from China. It's not second rate. It's top quality. And we installed it, and I'm delighted. So what about the old one? Well, we bought a set of bearings for it, and the bearings are the same exact bearings that alternators use in automobiles and trucks. Same bearings. Which happen to be the same bearings that are used in the spindle shafts of those lawnmowers that you might buy at the Chinese factory outlet. You know, ones that say things like Toro and Husqvarna and Cub Cadet, you know, and MTD. Same spindle bearings that are used on the spindles that attach to the cutter blades, you know, those mower blades. Same bearings. So you can get them at AutoZone. And less than $10 a piece. I'll take two of them. So for $20, we have the bearings that we can put in to the motor. When I have some more time to rebuild the motor, just put it back in the box and we'll be good to go. Now the grease that this particular motor used when I took it apart was green. Green. So there's different kinds of grease. There's molybdenum, which is typically lithium, and molybdenum, which is typically black. Then there's the red grease, the synthetic red grease, which we use a lot on cars and most wheel bearings and universal joints, you know, in the automotive shop. And then we have green grease, which is more water resistant. It's more for marine purposes. But Mercedes-Benz uses the green grease in their wheel bearings. And I like it. So the antique Mercedes that I bought many years ago, like 5 years ago, 1996, it was pretty old when I bought it. And the wheel bearings were perfect. And when I decided to go over the Mercedes completely, you know, I took the bearing, the hubcaps off. And the hubcap is not what most people call a hubcap. Hubcap is not a wheel cover. Wheel cover is that decorative thing that kind of keeps the dust and the dirt off the hub, the center of the wheel. And when I took the hubcap off, it had green grease in it, so I repacked the wheel bearings, readjusted them. They were perfectly adjusted, virtually nowhere at all after a quarter of a million miles. So they use green grease, and why would I think that I've got a better idea? Mercedes did a great job with the green grease. And so that's what I used on the bearings, the alternator bearings, for electric motors. So when I rebuilt, or when I put this motor back together, I used some green grease and packed it all in and put it together. But I'm going to rebuild it with new wheel bearings. So then I decided that, you know what, since the capacitors quit within a day of each other, I'll bet the motors are going to do the same thing. So I bought another motor from samedaysupply.com. I ordered that. So I'm not in the business of wasting money, but I do know that some items are getting harder and harder to get. And the air conditioning system that we have is made by Lennox, L-E-N-N-O-X. And I think it's two N's. It's a great, great air conditioning system. I think that the failure points are the compressors and the coils, both the inside and the outside coils. And that's where the leaks are, because what happens is every time the air conditioning compressor starts up, there's more pressure in the closed refrigerant system. So the coils are typically aluminum. And the lines are typically copper. So when the compressor starts up, it goes from whatever pressure it has to a much higher pressure. And the newer the refrigerant, the higher the pressure, in most cases. So this constant compressing the gases to increase the internal pressures of the refrigerant closed system causes the aluminum to expand and contract, and the heat and the cold. Eventually, it fails, and you have a leak. Well, I think Lennox is thicker than everybody.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was talking about Lennox, L-E-N-N-O-X, and that's the brand that we decided to buy many years ago. And it doesn't make sense to buy a substandard brand. It really doesn't. If you look at Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, you'll see air conditioning systems for sale. And they have these mini split systems. So it's a small air conditioning system, maybe for one room, like for a bedroom or a living room. And it has the inside unit and the outside unit. So it's just like a central air conditioning system or a central heat pump, except it's not for the whole house. It's just for one room. And it's kind of like what you'd have in a motel, but not exactly. So sort of like you have the unit and you control the speed of the fan and the temperature for that room. But in a motel, it's an all-in-one unit. So it's just one box. It's a heat pump, and it will either heat or cool, depending on how you set it. A mini split system is actually an outside unit with refrigerant plumbing to the inside unit. So the inside unit has a fan and moves the air inside the room, and the outside unit has a fan, and it exchanges the heat through the outside unit. Well, what I'm seeing in Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, it's a whole bunch of these things for sale. And we don't make them in this country. They come from Asia. And they say, leaks, $200, you know, someone who's handy could probably fix it. So really, it's junk. And it leaked, probably because it's thin in every respect. So what I was saying about the coils, the aluminum coils, I think, and I cannot prove this, but I think that the top quality brands have thicker coils, more durable, and that's why they have good reputations or better reputations than the lesser known brands. So ours is Lennox, and I was willing to spend the extra $210 for another fan motor because I thought it would be good to have a spare. There's a little more to the story than that. So while we're waiting for the fan motor to arrive, we're trying to get the trying to repair our existing motor. In order to do that, we had to take the fan blade off the shaft. That's real easy to do, right? There's a set screw, one set screw. You put a 5/16 open-end wrench on it. You unscrew the set screw, and you just slide the fan hub and the three fan blades, which are attached to the fan hub, right off the motor shaft, and you're good to go. It wouldn't come off. So we did all the normal things. We used penetrating oil. We used PB Blaster. We used liquid wrench. We used a torch to heat it and expand the hub on the motor shaft, and then apply the liquid wrench so it would find a little tiny gap while we expanded the hub off the motor shaft. And we couldn't get it off. So I ended up buying a special tool. And they make a tool for this, because obviously this happens a lot, where you can't get the fan blade off the electric motor shaft. Now, fan blade's pretty expensive, the electric motor's pretty expensive, and why buy a whole new blade, which is probably not as good as the blade you have in the first place? So the one we have has been balanced. You can see the balance weight on the blade. So somebody at a factory literally balanced this fan blade so it wouldn't tear up the motor bearings as quickly. I mean, 17 years, I guess, is pretty good for something that lives outside. Those bearings lasted pretty well. So the bottom line is I had to buy a fan blade puller. So I went to eBay, and they've got a whole bunch of them. They all look like they're substandard made-in-China tools. So I looked and I looked. I found one that was made in the United States. These darn things are expensive. So you can get one made in China for about, let's say, $40. And I found one made in the United States. It's $120. Seemed like a lot of money to me. Some of them were up to $200. And this is just to pull a blade off a fan motor. And I didn't think that I'd be using it more than, a few times in my entire life. I'd be darned if I'd buy a substandard, cheesy one that would ruin either the fan blade or the motor. And so I decided to buy the one on eBay that was made in the United States. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, it's a great, great product. And it worked really well. But the interesting thing is, before I bought that, I went to YouTube and I thought, somebody's got to be a lot smarter than I am. Somebody's had to figure out how to do this, how to get this darn fan blade off the motor shaft. And these guys, I mean, there's a real quick, easy way to do it. All you do is cut the shaft of the motor. Just cut it off. And then turn that shaft that's still on the fan blade upside down and hammer it through a deep well socket. Yeah, okay. But you just destroyed the motor. And I wasn't willing to do that. Why would I want to destroy a motor? So I fought with it for a couple of days. Our son and we fought with it. And we I don't mean we fought with each other. We fought with this fan boy. And we got it off by doing all the things that I talked about. Heating, penetrating oil, and this fan blade puller. So I just want to let you know how to do it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.